Good evening. Here we are. We have entered into the season of Lent and a time of reflection, meditation, and contemplation upon the goodness of our God and our need. I'd like to begin with some words that were said by Alfric of Einsham. No one knows who he is, but 1,000 years ago, he was an abbot in England, a spiritual leader of the Christian community. He said this, "If you have sinned, do not lose hope because of your error. Pray instead. On the other hand, if you have done something good, never presume too much on account of your goodness. Never congratulate yourself excessively. Never look down on someone else for sinning. And remember that when the wayward soul prays and repents of doing wrong, the Lord will raise that person up as he did Lazarus." In this time together, we are going to be hearing scripture. We will be singing appropriate songs. We will be reflecting briefly on the message of the Bible, and we will be receiving, should we wish to have it, the sign of ashes imposed on us as a sign of our repentance in this season of Lent. O Christ, the Lamb of God, if we're able, let us rise and sing this prayer to our God. Please be seated. I'll share with you some of the words that the Holy Spirit inspired the prophet Joel to write from chapter 2. This is the word of the Lord that came to Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor ever will be in ages to come. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Thanks be to God, and let us continue our music of prayer by singing, God be merciful to me.
let us come together in a time of prayer of confession. Lord, we confess our sins before you. We confess that we have fallen short of your glory and your intent for our lives. Open our eyes that we may see ourselves with clarity and truthfulness, that we may have eyes to see all of that within us that is not pleasing to you. Lord, we confess to you that we have not loved as we ought. We have been impatient with others with whom we could have been patient. We have disregarded those you have called us to serve, and we have chosen the selfish way when you have called us to selflessness. Lord, we confess that we have not tended to the care of our souls. We have been too busy to pray. We have been too quick to speak and too slow to listen for you. We have filled our lives with all kinds of noise, instead of patiently waiting like sheep for our shepherd's voice. Lord, we confess our need for you. We need your grace, and we need your patience, and we need your guidance. We cannot see beyond the moment. We cannot worship you as we ought. As we begin this solemn journey toward the cross, we call upon your mercy and your love for our salvation. Amen.
Our scripture reading tonight comes from Psalm 51, verses 1 through 17. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God. You who are God my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise.
Ash Wednesday still seems like a strange day for us. It hasn't been part of our tradition for a very long time, and when we observe it, we feel a little bit uncomfortable, maybe a little bit uneasy, because it's not what many of us grew up with. But this is an age when there is some rediscovery of ancient and beautiful practices that are deep and meaningful and worthy of reclaiming as we are in step with believers of long ago. As we come to this service and this time of administering ashes, we must be careful and be sure that as we do it, that we do it in the right spirit and with some understanding. Having ashes put on us is not simply a novelty. And if it is just a novel thing to do, then we shouldn't do it. No, the prophet Joel said, it may be okay to rend your garments and to douse yourself with a bucket of ashes. But, he said, if it's only a ritual, then please don't bother. Rend your hearts and ask for forgiveness. We will kneel down together figuratively, and we will receive the ashes literally, but only as signs of a broken heart and a spirit that is submissive to God. Ashes are beautiful for us in this season and on this day because it is a sign. It's a sign of our need. Ashes are the result of things that have been burned up, and they indeed are the residue. When we clean out our fireplaces, we pull out the dead ashes and put them in the trash. ashes we know are inert. They're dead. They're cold. They're dirty. And perhaps that is why God's people put ashes on their heads, to show that without God, indeed, they were mortal, and that we are spiritually empty without God. Ashes become a symbol of the barrenness of our lives and our need for forgiveness, indeed, also of our desire for renewal. Ashes are a sign of hope, for renewal, for things to get better, for us to be reformed and recharged and readied again for service. We remember that even as we engage in this rite, there is nothing magical or mystical about it. It's not that we are different people when we leave than we come in, except for the fact that we have taken the time to reflect and to take to heart the gospel message which we remember in this Advent season. With God's ancient people, we know in our bones that we in ourselves are dead, and so we say to the Lord, we repent before you in dust and ashes. Forgive us and revive us again. Ashes show us that this is indeed a call to obedience. If this is the only thing that we do during the season of Lent, if this is the only transformation that we allow upon ourselves, that we have a sign placed on us, but it is not in our heart and it's not in our living, then we've missed the mark. Remember what the Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, thundered to his people. He said, I am tired of your church services. I'm tired of your rituals, and I'm tired of your pretend religiosity. These things mean nothing to me if they are not done in obedience and love. They mean nothing if you don't undo the violence that is within your own heart and work to undo the violence that is in the society around us. Those injustices that cry out to heaven. The ashes that will be on our foreheads should cry out to God for the poor and for the homeless, for those who are beset by such terrible troubles in so many parts of the world. Afghanistan, Venezuela, Haiti, so many other places. And finally, ashes are a sign of new life. They are applied to us as things that are dead, but they are the signs of the life that comes even out of death. They will be formed upon us on the sign of a cross, because it is on the cross that Jesus died and became truly dead. Yet it is in his death and in the resurrection which followed that we will find our hope. We look forward to Easter even as we enter into the season of Lent, because we see the outline of the cross before us. Indeed, these ashes are a garland of victory. And we will leave here meditatively, but we will also leave knowing that we are forgiven sinners who live in gratitude and devotion to Christ. These ashes tonight, they will last a little while. But we know that Christ has already turned our ashes into victory, and so we will indeed give him glory. As the ashes are imposed upon us, I ask you to come forward to receive them and then return to your seats so that we can have one more reading from Scripture and hear his blessing and sing.
Thank you.
Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. And let us say this last line in unison. Praise the Lord, my soul. Amen. Would you please rise so that we may receive a parting blessing. We remember that we are dust, and that to dust we shall return. Let the acknowledgement of our fractured humanity awaken you to the joys and the wonders, the sorrows and the pain of life. Let the ashes you wear be the ashes of transformation, of awakening to the beauty and love of seizing the moment and living it to the fullest. Let it be said of you that here in this little part of eternity that you lived fully, loved extravagantly, and helped humanity move toward all that God has dreamed for us. Remember this, you are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of the one who is and was and ever shall be Creator, Christ, and Spirit. Go in peace into this Advent season to serve the Lord and know him well. Amen. Go in peace.